Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
Fine. How are you this morning, sir?
Fine.
We've had a little bit of difficulty down here.
Yes, I know that. I was just talking to Governor Farris Bryant, who's keeping close touch with it and reporting to me every couple hours.
Right. We have everything under control. We have National Guard units on the scene, men from Forbes Air Force Base, also men from Fort Riley. We have those men patrolling the area. We have no looting. The civil defense people are working very well with us. Mr. Harold Knott of the Office of Emergency Planning in Denver is momentarily expected in Topeka. And when he arrives, we will get with him and work out any needs as far as finances are concerned.
Fine. Is there anything I can do that... Were you calling me about something specific that we could help?
Well, Mr. President, could I leave it this way, that after we just meet with Mr. Knott, there may be a necessity then, at that time, for me to contact you.
That's good. I've been in touch with our people, Mr. Manitos and Governor Bryant.
Governor
Bryant will be handling it from
Governor
this
Avery?
So Governor Farris Bryant, former governor of Florida,
Oh, yes.
He is head of the emergency management office here.
Right.
I told them they're in touch with Senator Carlson. He's called regularly and is very much on top of it.
Right.
We are greatly distressed about your misfortune. We have a wonderful relationship with Senator Carlson and the members of the House, and we're very fond of the people of Kansas, and we hate any sorrow of theirs is sorrow of mine. Because
I can certainly appreciate that, and I know the people would too. It was a very unusual tornado. It didn't bounce like others have. It struck at our southwest corner of the city, and it went approximately 12 miles right through the heart of the city on a diagonal, and it left our airport where we lost 10 private planes. And so far we have 12 known dead. About 400 were treated last night in our hospitals, casualties. I don't know yet how many have been admitted, but everything
well, that's,
is...
That's very distressing to us, and anything that brings grief to y'all brings it to me, and I'll watch it very carefully, and I've instructed Governor Brown. I hung up not... I talked to him not over 10 minutes ago.
Right.
About 5 minutes ago, I told Mr. Manitos to keep in touch with Senator Carlson, who's calling us regularly, and some of the members of your House delegation.
Right.
So we'll watch it, and anything we can do, you call us and let Governor Bryant know, because I probably won't be here.
Right. Thank you so much, Mr. President. We appreciate it deeply.
Thank you.
Right.
Waiting.